I'd never been on a plane before and I wasn't exactly sure of the rules. Was I allowed to do it? Mum would have known, but she wasn't here. I decided to ask. "Excuse me," I said to a flight attendant, "can I swap seats?" "Not now, sir," she said, sounding a bit annoyed. "We're about to take off." "Can I do it after?" I said. "We'll see, sir," she said. I hoped the flight attendant wouldn't mind if I mentioned something. "You don't have to call me sir," I said. "In year six, we just use names. Mine's Ludo." The flight attendant glanced at the sticker on my T-shirt. It didn't have my name on it, just the letters UM, which meant unaccompanied minor. Or maybe unavailable mother. "Doesn't matter, sir," said the flight attendant. "We treat everyone equally here." Which wasn't really true. My seat was about three times bigger than most of the others on the plane. And I'd been offered a choice between orange juice and a freshly made smoothie. When I looked over my shoulder, I saw that most of the other people on the plane hadn't been offered anything. I sighed. I'd been enjoying my smoothie till I saw that. We took off. I was okay, which was a relief. The first two times I went on the Flying Fox at camp, I threw up. The seatbelt sign pinged off. "Excuse me," I said to a different flight attendant, a friendlier-looking one. "I don't really need this business class seat. Can you offer it to someone who does?" The flight attendant gave me an amused look. "What an unusual request," she said. "It's just a good turn," I said. "It's what we do in Scouts." The flight attendant leaned towards me and lowered her voice. "I wish I could say yes," she said, "but it's against the rules. Sorry. Would you like another smoothie?" "No, thanks," I said. The flight attendant gave my shoulder a little squeeze and went towards the front. I thought of Mum. What she used to say about rules. How they deserve respect, but how they also need thinking about. And how sometimes it's okay to break them, as long as somebody benefits and nobody gets hurt. I stood up, making sure none of the flight attendants were watching, and went towards the back of the plane. The further back I went, the louder the engine noise got, and the louder my nervousness got, thumping in my ears. "Excuse me," I said in my biggest voice. A few people looked up. "Has anyone got sore knees?" I said, "or swollen joints in your ankles? If you have, or a bad back, there's a more comfy seat up the front you can use." A couple of the people smiled. Most of them looked away. "It's not a joke," I said. I got my boarding pass out and showed them. Nobody said anything. Then somebody did. A voice behind me. A very cross one. "Resume your allocated seat, please, sir," said the unfriendly flight attendant. "Right now." She was looking even more unfriendly. "I'm just trying to help," I said. "Some of these people look very uncomfortable. Why don't you let them take turns in my seat? 10 minutes each." "Now," snapped the flight attendant. She grabbed my shoulders and spun me around and steered me towards the front of the plane. I wasn't sure if that was totally legal. Though these days, to keep us safe and protected, people in charge are allowed to be quite violent. The flight attendant slid me into my seat and snapped my seatbelt shut. "Any more trouble from you," she said, "and the captain will have to radio the authorities."